Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now cloudy and 44 degrees. A race to the finish line for President Trump and Joe Biden. Both were out making the case to voters this weekend.
President Trump and his November challenger Joe Biden both campaigning hard as they try to make their final pitches to voters. Biden spent most of the day in Durham, North Carolina, a state that no Democrat has won since the vice president's former boss, Barack Obama, back in 2008. Meantime, President Trump wrapping up a busy weekend with a rally in Carson City, Nevada. In 2016, Hillary Clinton only narrowly won there. And this year, the commander-in-chief is hoping to flip the typically blue state to red.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reporting. The final presidential debate also comes this week, Thursday. Wichita police say they have arrested a 59-year-old man on a charge of criminal threat against Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. Friday, police said they were alerted to threatening statements directed toward Mayor Whipple by Meredith Doughty of Wichita. Officers and investigators immediately began investigating the threatening statements leading to the arrest of Doughty Friday afternoon. The investigation is ongoing and it will be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating an officer-involved shooting in Andover.
It happened at approximately 3:20 p.m. Saturday. The Andover Police Department received a 911 call about a man with a gun outside the Quick Shop located at U.S. 54 and Andover Road. Officers found a 46-year-old man from Dodge City. After a verbal exchange, an Andover police officer shot the armed subject. The man then fled on foot and was apprehended at the Brahms restaurant two doors down. The man was transported to Wesley Hospital in Wichita with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. No officers were hurt in the incident. The KBI Special Agents and Crime Scene Response Team is investigating, and once completed, the findings will be turned over to the Butler County Attorney for review. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Health Officer Dr. Gerald Menz has signed a six-week local health order that will allow bars and nightclubs to stay open until 1 a.m., This order goes into effect Thursday and will continue until December 9th. County Health Director Adrian Burns says it will take 2 weeks to know the impact of this decision.
You know, time will tell, you know, how much of a, whether that decision was the best decision to make or not.
Those businesses will still be limited to 50% capacity. The new order replaces the previous one, which allowed for bars and nightclubs to operate until midnight. Secretary of Health and Human Services is urging patients from the American people on therapies and eventually a vaccine against coronavirus.
HHS Secretary Alex Azar says cases are increasing across the nation because cooler weather is preventing social distancing outdoors and that people are experiencing what he calls mitigation fatigue. He asked on NBC's Meet the Press that people be vigilant a little longer.
We are weeks away from monoclonal antibodies for you for safe and effective vaccines. We need to bridge to that day. So please just give us a bit more time.
Health experts continue to say that it's more likely that a vaccine won't be widely available until well into next year. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Boeing 737 MAX could return to service by the end of the year.
American Airlines says it expects the Federal Aviation Administration to certify the plane by late November. Parts for the Boeing 737 MAX are made at Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita and employs thousands of workers, many of whom have been laid off or furloughed while the plane was grounded. If the plane is certified, American says it will fly between Miami and New York daily. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS. It is Monday, 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic conditions this morning here in the Wichita area. Things are looking all right out there. Not seeing much in the way of a big slowdown out there. The volume's picking up, but things could be a lot worse. Gasoline prices out there still averaging around $1.92 a gallon or so. And at the lower end, I'm seeing $1.85. Quick Trip, 21st and Arkansas. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With an overcast sky across south central Kansas, temperatures today will be running about 15 degrees below average. We should be in the upper 40s by around lunchtime, 53 for the high this afternoon. Cloudy overnight, our low 42. Could see some areas of light rain or drizzle Tuesday with a high 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, we have an east wind at 10 miles per hour and 44 degrees. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can pick up Steve and Ted on knssradio.com, online, and through radio.com the app. Also, just tell your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio, and away you go. Monday, October 19th, 2020, a cloudy, cool day across south-central Kansas. Sunday, Wichita's high temperature was just 57 degrees. Normal high for the date, 69. So we're a little cool. It's a little cool out there this morning. It feels cool. On this date in 1987, the stock market crashed as the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 508 points, or 22.6% in value, its biggest daily percentage loss. It closed at 1738.74 in what came to be known as Black Monday. 1738 was a Dow closed today. What was it? About 25, 26,000. This is the last week. So, yeah, that was a big crash. 22.6% in one day. It got our attention. I remember that. 1987. Ooh, what's that all about?
Yeah.
After struggling to ramp up coronavirus testing, the U.S. can now screen several million people daily thanks to a growing supply of rapid tests. But the boom comes with a new challenge, keeping track of the results. All U.S. testing sites are legally required to report their results, positive and negative, to public health agencies. But state health officials say many rapid tests are going unreported, which means some new COVID-19 infections may not be counted. And the situation could get worse, the experts say. Federal government is shipping more than 100 million of the newest rapid tests to states for use in public schools, assisted living centers, and other new testing sites. Nearly 3,000 people forced to flee from a fast-moving fire in north central Colorado, and authorities believe a large number of homes were destroyed. The Calwood fire started around noon Saturday near the Calwood Education Center, which is about 17 miles from downtown Boulder. It was pushed by strong winds. The National Center for Atmospheric Research's Mesa Lab recorded gusts of 59 miles per hour Saturday. More than 1,600 residents and nearly 3,000 people were under evacuation orders, including the small town of Jamestown. That's according to Boulder County officials. So pretty good fire going in Colorado. I just saw it through the corner of my eye.
Some dramatic footage of this coming out. Yeah.
Yeah, as you can see, it looks like a pretty good-sized blaze with a lot going on there. All right, here we got some news about an execution that's coming up Friday. The Department of Justice announcing that it has scheduled the execution of Lisa Montgomery. This would make the first execution of a woman since 1953. Montgomery was sentenced for killing a soon-to-be mother, Bobby Jo Stinnett, and cutting the baby from her womb and pretending the baby was her own. Montgomery later confessed to the murder, though the defense attorneys claimed she suffered from pseudocyesis, a condition where a woman falsely believes she's pregnant and shows outward signs of pregnancy. Last woman to be, to me, it sounds like the woman was just off a rocker. They should have claimed insanity. The last woman to be executed in America, U.S., was Bonnie Brown Heddy, sentenced to a gas chamber after a high-profile kidnapping and murder in 1953. Montgomery is the third woman ever on death row in the federal prison system. Talking about federal executions of women. Just doesn't happen very often. 6:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Of course, this is a big day for those of us who are voting in the election, and apparently a good many of us are.
Yeah.
Shelley and I completed our ballots yesterday, and I put them in the mail at the post office box out on by the airport. I was out that way yesterday afternoon, just dropped them in the mailbox there. So we have already made our wishes known to the election officials. They will count the votes, begin counting them soon.
At some point this week, I'm going to give maybe even a couple of times, depending on how crowded it is when I go by, I'll give a shot to the big testing site that they're opening up there today at Interest Bank Arena.
You're going to try to go down there and do that?
Yeah, sometime this week.
So the election day is now 15 days away, Tuesday, November 3rd, 15 days away. It seems like this campaign's been going on a long time. I don't really, you know, not any longer than usual for these things.
No, not really.
But I think because of the pandemic, there are two things you see on the news every night if you're watching network news anyway. That'd be the pandemic and the campaign.
Those right.
Two big items, and that's all. It seems like that's all that's going on. Oh, we do have wildfires captivating the national attention as well, but those are the two things that are going on. It is coming up on 6:17 now, Steve and Ted. Time for Leadoff Sports with Jad Chambers on a day when we got Chiefs football this afternoon, don't we? How about that?
That's right. We do indeed. We've got kind of a strange Monday night NFL doubleheader, or Monday
afternoon.
NFL doubleheader.
Because, Twilight.
Yeah. Kansas City Chiefs facing the Buffalo Bills in a COVID-delayed Week 6 Monday afternoon matchup. Two teams both coming off of their first losses of the season. Chiefs and Bills are also both 4-1. They are both also in first place of their division. So be kind of an interesting matchup to see what's going on in terms of the NFL in Buffalo today after all of this. So
that's broadcast time, 3:30.
Tune in this afternoon for Kansas City Chiefs football on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A pregame start at 3 o'clock.
Okay. Sorry
3 o'clock
about that,
this
Jeff.
Afternoon. Monday night football action over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Tonight, it's the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Arizona Cardinals. A broadcast start on that one at 6:30.
All right, the boys.
That's right, NFL double bill there. And college football, another loss for KU on Saturday, 38-17 at West Virginia. The Jayhawks were without coach Les Miles, who tested positive for the coronavirus a week ago. He was cleared to return to the Jayhawks. He could have been there, but they decided just to not have him travel out of an abundance of caution. So he didn't go, and they lost. In the latest Associated Press college football poll, Clemson still number one on Sunday. They annihilated Georgia Tech. ahead of number two, Alabama. Now, Alabama was actually playing number three, Georgia, and Alabama had a very decisive victory over Georgia. Georgia actually slips down to number four in the rankings after that loss. And, Notre Dame moves up into the third spot. So Notre Dame's now ranked number three. Ohio State moved up a spot to number five. They haven't even played yet, but they've moved up to number five. And that's just, you know, how the top five wind up. Looking at the rankings in the Big 12, Oklahoma State is almost in that top five at number six. They're followed by Texas A&M, who moved up four spots to number seven. Kansas State is up a couple of spots. They're ranked 20th. And remember, to KU's initial home opening loss to Coastal Carolina, their first game of 2020. Well, after upsetting number 21 Louisiana, Coastal Carolina is now ranked. They're number 25. So,
Coastal Carolina.
Yeah. So
CC.
So that loss that that KU suffered, not necessarily looking all that bad now. Kansas senior forward Silvio D'Souza has decided to leave the Jayhawk basketball program. He made that announcement Friday on Twitter, and part of his statement reads, "I have made the difficult decision to opt out of this season to focus all of my energies on my personal issues." D'Souza, who is from Angola, was suspended last season for 12 games by the Big 12 Conference for his role in a fight at the end of the KU-K-State game at Allen Fieldhouse. He's also been a part of the NCAA's inquiry into KU basketball. The NCAA initially ruled that D'Souza had to sit out the remainder of last season and all of this season because, quote, his guardian received payments from a university booster and agent and agreed to receive additional funds from the same person. KU appealed that decision and won, by the way. So he was eligible to play this season. He has now opted out of doing so. So KU senior forward Silvio D'Souza not playing this year. The Shockers track and field program announced director of track and field and cross country Steve Rainbolt will be doing his annual golf marathon sunrise to sundown today at Willow Bend. The annual golf tournament associated with that marathon will not happen this year. It is expected to resume next year. Spectators are welcome to visit the course to check in on Rainbolt's progress. Every year, Coach Rainbolt plays the same number of holes as his age in an effort to raise money for the Shocker track and field team.
Where is it again?
Willow Bend.
Willow Bend.
Yep.
Okay.
A report from MLB.com says that the Kansas City Royals bench coach Pedro Grifol made a favorable impression when interviewing in Detroit. Tigers manager Rod Gardenhire retired abruptly in September with 8 games remaining in the season. Grifol finished in his 8th season with the Royals, first as their bench coach. The Tigers also interviewed Los Angeles Dodgers first base coach George Lombard, Yankees hitting coach Marcus Thames, and Detroit bench coach Lloyd McClendon, who actually finished their season as the club's interim manager. So a potential for a Kansas City Royals bench coach to become a manager. And it was a long green flag run to the finish at the NASCAR Cup Series race at the Kansas Speedway on Sunday. Here's the final call, courtesy of NBC Sports.
Logano's going to have a great run down the back straightaway. 2 lap cars here in front of him. He's going to have to contend with. Where does he go?
Harvick stays up high. Also lap traffic in front of him. Through 3 and 4 for the final time. Joey Logano's going to win again in 2020. This time, Kansas.
Oh, yeah!
Ooh. There it is. Joey Logano holds off Kevin Harvick for the win. He earns a spot in the championship round at Phoenix. Alex Bowman finished 3rd, Brad Keselowski 4th, Kyle Busch rounded out the top 5, and that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. We are a country out of shape, says the doctor. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.